Hello and welcome to yet another episode of On Location with Martin Jorgensen. This is Martin Jorgensen, and today I'm on location on a special assignment. A good friend of mine asked me to take a certain picture. The story is that his grandmother is going to the US to visit her brother who lives there, and they used to live in this part of the country where I am right now. And when they were kids, they used to go to this certain point, which is a hill with a very nice view over the west coast of the island that I live on. And my friend asked me to go there and take a picture to print and to for her to bring to her brother and some other friends in the US so that they could be reminded of this beautiful place that they used to go as children. So today I have driven myself to the western part of the island that I live on to find this particular hill, and actually I'm standing at the foot of it right now, and I have a walk of about 3/4 of a mile or something uphill to get to the top of the hill, which is approximately some 500 feet tall or something. It's nothing like a mountain or anything. We don't have those in Denmark, but it's probably a nice viewpoint, judging from the pictures that I have seen from this place. There's a bit of a forest I'm going through, and I have of course chosen a day with beautiful sunshine and blue sky. We have some clouds over the water, and I'll come back to those, why those are important. And altogether I'm just about getting ready to pack my last few items and walk up the hill, and I will take you on that walk, of course, but before that I'm just going to grab what I need in the car before leaving, and that is of course my backpack with all my photo gear. I have my lenses and a couple of bodies, and I'll bring my tripod. I brought my huge and a heavy tripod for this. It's always nice. Ugh, and it's stuck in here. Of course, it's always nice to have a real sturdy tripod when you take landscapes, and that's what I'm doing today. And I brought my dog, and he's waiting for me. And I think I'm just about getting ready to go. Let's see what we can do about the backpack and the tripod here. Pack down the last few items. And also, I brought my laptop today. I'm just going to leave that in the car, but the reason that I brought the laptop is that this is quite a long drive. I've been driving for an hour or so, and when I've taken the pictures, I just want to make sure that I actually got what I came for. It would be a pity to not have the right pictures and be home before discovering that. So I'm definitely going to make sure that I do have the right pictures by simply loading the pictures onto the laptop in the back of the car here when I get back, and check that it is as I expected. Sharpness and exposure and everything has to be absolutely tack on, because I'm printing these pictures in a large format. So okay, that should be it. Get the D200, and I have my stuff here, and close the car and lock it. And I'm ready to go. I've not walked the first bit here, and I can already see what I'm in for. I'm not even halfway, and this place really has a perfect view, and I think I'm gonna get some really nice shots here. I'm just firing left and right now to get an impression of the landscape, but the view is beautiful. The air is just absolutely clear, and we have a bit of clouds and just a clear blue sky. The reason that I like to have some clouds is actually an absolutely clear blue sky is beautiful, but it's a bit boring also. If you can get some clouds to add some structure, that's always a good idea in landscapes, in my opinion. But sometimes, especially here in the winter, when you have the high pressures and the bright sunshine, there are very few clouds because the air is so dry that no clouds are forming. As you might be able to hear from my huffing and puffing here, it's going uphill, which was also what I expected. I'll have to excuse me for that. It's a tough walk here. I've now entered this beautiful little stretch of forest here. It's, of course, a winter forest. No leaves on the trees or anything, just brown leaves on the floor of the forest here on the ground. And lots of naked tree trunks. But still, with the blue sky in the background, it's really beautiful. I'm shooting with my Sigma 10 to 20 here, just at 10 millimeters to get an impression. But I'm probably going to switch to a different lens later and get some impressions that are not just wide angle. Deuce, come. I just want to get the dog out of the picture. And my shadow, which is actually a problem. If I want to take pictures with the sun in the back, which is pretty nice when you have this blue sky, and we have this extremely low winter sun. Actually, no matter where I look, I'm casting a shadow. And with the wide angle that I have on right now, my shadow almost gets in every single picture, and I have to take care not to have it there, because that's not what I want. Right now I'm in luck, because I'm actually hiding myself behind the shadow of a tree. And that means that I can compose a picture where I use the shadows in the picture, but manage to hide my own shadow just behind one of the trees that I'm standing in front of. And I can get a beautiful perspective with all these trees running together and utilize the combination of the vertical trunks and the shadows of the trees behind me that form some beautiful lines. I'm just gonna get a few of those, and that makes excellent images. That would be probably a problem too when I get on top of this hill, depending on my options, to avoid the shadow in the picture, and I'll have to see what I can do about that, because actually the sun is in my back and the view that I want to shoot is right in front of me, so that means that my shadow will go right into the picture. But I have some ideas that I might take some landscapes using a short telephoto lens, and that could fix it. Then I'll avoid the front part of the picture, the front part of the landscape where my shadow is falling. But I'll have to see when I get up there. one thing you get from these photo excursions is, of course, a really nice impression of nature. And as you might be able to hear in the background, we have a woodpecker in this nice winter forest. And if I stand still, I might be able to see it because it's quite close. There you go. I can't find it. It's pretty difficult to find them because they crawl up and down the trunks of the trees here. And even though there's a lot of light and no leaves on the trees, it is not easy. And the sound could come from anywhere. It just spreads out and echoes in the forest. I may return to some bird photography, but it's not one of the subjects that I really do a lot. I did shoot some birds back when, but I haven't done so in a long time. Bird photography is a discipline all to itself, and with bird photography you are actually quite dependent on having the right lenses. And as it is right now, I don't have a telephoto lens, which is long enough for shooting birds like this in the wild. I would guess that you would need at least a 400 millimeters and rather a 600, depending on the size of the bird that you're shooting. And also, in the wild, birds will typically be more shy, and you'll have to either get closer or have some more range with the large lens. And unfortunately, I don't have one of these large lenses in my selection right now. That might come, but as you may know, they're pretty expensive. I did some preparation before I got here. I went onto Google Maps and checked out the place, found the directions, of course, so that I knew how to find it. But I also did a search on the web to check out the place, and actually did find some pictures which I could use as an inspiration and to give me some impressions of the view that I'm going to see when I get up here. And one thing I noticed is that one of the points that this family wants to see, there's a small peninsula which is north of this hill, and the peninsula seems to be quite far away. So in order to get that into the picture, I might have to use a telephoto lens rather than a wide angle. Because the wide angle would just render the distance very, very far away. Okay, I'll just walk a bit here and save you the heavy breathing, and I'll see you on the top. Well, I'm almost there. This is the first little top here that I'm getting up on, but I can see the highest one in the background. And unfortunately, that one is in the middle of a field, while the one that I'm on right now is in the forest. I would, of course, like some foreground in my picture, and that might be a problem in the open. On the other hand, this hill in the forest is just trees all around, and I can hardly see the water through the trees here, so I think I'll have to do with the open space out there. And I'm gonna go out there. Unfortunately, it's a cold and windy day, and the shelter in the forest here is really nice. The wind is calm and and the sun is heating, but I know out there in the open field it's going to be pretty cold. So I did bring gloves and a cap, and I'm warmly dressed. One thing that I learned from many years of fishing is that you don't want to get cold, and being out like I am today in February in something which is very close to the freezing point in spite of the sun and which is windy, I know that I do not want to freeze. I want to dress warmly and be comfortable, and that's not going to be my main problem, even though I know that I'm going to freeze my fingers at a certain point, because just handling the camera and the lenses is going to be cold. So I'll have to cope with that. For now, I'll just have to take the last little stretch and see what the highest point will show me. I can definitely see from this distance that it's going to be quite a nice view, but I'll go out there and see what it is in reality and start my real mission up there and fulfill the assignment of getting this view off to the grandparents in the US. Well, I'm at the top now, and quite as expected, I have a really nice view here. I'm able to look all the way around me in all directions, with the sun in the back, sidewards and directly into the sun and over the water and into the country, and it's really stunning. And I'm definitely going to spend some time here getting different angles on this. Unfortunately, even though the sky is clear blue and the air is really brilliantly clear, that is not the case right here, because exactly on this day where I have crawled all the way up here, somebody decided to burn something. Garbage, wood, hay, I don't know what, but something. And to make things worse and to rub some salt into the wound, they're doing it right behind me, and I have the wind in my back. So even though the surroundings are beautiful and the air is really clean, as far as I can see all the way to, well, I can see probably 50 miles away, I can see details, but the direction I want to take pictures is clouded by smoke. So I'll have to cope with that in some way. One direction is really bad, and the main direction is not quite as bad, but it's still visible that I have a lot of smoke in the air. And since the landscape is already quite gray and dark and brownish because it's February and there's no really green stuff anywhere, I have something that could become a pretty dull picture. Also, the clouds that I saw on the way up here are in a different direction than the one I want them to be in. They are over the water, but not the water that I'm going to take pictures of. So I have a clean sky, which is not what I pictured either. I wanted some clouds in the sky because clouds really create a lot of structure. But there's no complaining. You can't change things, so you'll have to cope with them, and I'll come up with something that will bring both clouds into the picture and smoke out of the picture. It unfortunately doesn't seem like they're stopping this burning right away, as far as I can see in the direction that I'm looking. It's just one thick cloud of smoke. So I can wait and see what happens, but I could also just do my best. Well, I'll get my tripod out and start setting up here and see what I can do with this scene, which is definitely extremely beautiful. Thank you. It seems like I'm just having a few minutes of more calm weather here, and the wind changed a bit so that the smoke actually goes behind my back here and more towards the sun, and I'm looking away from the sun, so I managed to get a few shots off. I'm not really satisfied with the result here, what I see in my viewfinder. It's kind of dull as it is right now. I'm just right on the top of the hill and I'm looking around. I do have some nice old crooked trees to put in the foreground, but I don't think I'm getting quite enough out of them. And I might solve my shadow problem by moving down on the shadow side of the hill and getting closer to these trees and actually using them more in a compositional way than just putting them in the foreground. That would also, as I said, eliminate my own shadow because I would get in the shadow of the hill. And another option could be playing around with the stone that's up here. There's a beautiful old stone that an old king set up sometime, reading the height and the position of this place, and that could also be fun to fool around with and put in the picture in some way. And I also thought that I might want to shoot a panorama. This is a perfect place for a panorama, but of course I left my real ball head in the car. The one that I have on the tripod right now is a quick release one with a pistol grip, and that is not really well suited to panoramas because every time you release it actually loses control in all directions, and on my ball head I have an option to set the rotation in a horizontal plane, and then I can keep the camera absolutely horizontal all the way around, which is what I want for panoramas. But panoramas, that will be some other day, and for now I'm just going to concentrate on the landscapes and on the vistas here and try to move my camera around a bit. A third thing that I've been thinking of and that I will probably also utilize is a polarizer. I'm going to mount that at some point and take some shots with the polarizer. It's one of those days where the sky can become so blue that it hurts your eyes using a polarizer, and also you have the problem with these extreme wide angles like the 1020 I have on right now, that the polarizer actually gives the or at least can give the sky some really strange coloration, some changes in color over the sky, which is not always attractive. But the polarizer is just another option, and I'm going to take some with and some without and see which one come out best when I get back to the computer. For now, I'm just going to move around and shoot, if not randomly, then at least in all directions and try to compose different images of what I see now. And when I've done that with the 1020, I'm going to change to the 17-55 and probably shoot at 50-55 millimeters and get some compressed impressions of this place. There might be some options there. Unfortunately, I don't have much in the way of foreground when it's kind of in the middle distance. That's a problem because I want, when I compress the image, I still want some foreground. But then, as the last resort, I can always change to the long telephoto lens, which in my case is a 70-200 millimeter, and that will give me a new set of options for shooting these views that I'm looking at right now. But that will be something completely different because I won't be able to give the impression of the place in the same way. The view and the perspective and the height of the place is probably not going to be that visible. And for now, I just have to take care of my dog because there's another hare running on the field down here. I might actually have some fun with those if I get out the telephoto lens. I might get close enough to take a couple of pictures of the hares, even though I know they're extremely shy and spooky and will definitely run away on the least movement. But it could be worth a try. We'll see. Thank you. I've been spending the better part of an hour or so on the top and on the sides of this small hill, armed with different lenses and different ideas, and got quite a few shots. I think I may have gotten some that I like. I have seen a few in the viewfinder that definitely could come out nice. I have unfortunately left my polarizer at home, so no polarizing filter on the camera this time, which is not really good because it's actually perfect conditions for polarizing, but well, if you don't have it, you can't use it. So I'm about to pack my stuff and slowly head down the hill now, and I just need to get the tripod folded up and put on the backpack again, and I'll just make my way down and see if I bump into anything on the way, which might be the case, but I'll have the camera ready if anything happens, or if I get a view that I like. I have this staircase, or whatever you would call it, steps that are going down the hill here, and I can see the sun coming very low at those, and I'll probably keep my 70 to 200 on the D200 and just see if I can get some nice things with the old trees here and the steps, but I have to see that when I get down. And the stone with the mark on here, I've shot that a couple of times, and the old trees and the leaf buds on the trees and everything, I think I have it basically covered. Unfortunately, as I said, the landscape here is a bit dull. There's so little green in the landscape that I hope I've added some excitement through composition rather than through the sheer look of the landscape. But I'll have to look at that when I can see when I get down to the car whether I have a picture which is probably exposed and nice and saturated, but I'll probably not be able to see if I had the picture before I get home and really sit in calm conditions and can be able to look at the pictures in detail and really play around with them in Photoshop. So for now, I'll just have to head back to the car and see what I meet on the way and just check out the pictures there. I'm now back in the car, and I'm just digging out my laptop here, and just want quickly to see what I have, what I did get today. It's not a thing that I usually do, check the pictures in this way, because mostly they're fine as they are, but in this case, I mean, the hill is still there, and I did drive for almost an hour, and I just want to make sure that we actually do have images on the card and that they just look useful. So I'm just going to copy the whole thing to my hard disk here. Let's see, images, like that. I organize my images by month and then by what would you call it? You could call it actually by location, meaning that I'm now creating a new folder for this shoot, which will contain all the files that I shot today from this particular trip. And I shoot in RAW and in JPEG. I shoot both RAW and the maximum quality JPEG I can get. In far most cases, I can just do with the JPEG, and that's what I work on in 90% of the cases. But sometimes it's nice to have the RAW file if you want to go in and adjust something or just pick out that extra bit of quality, which is possible when you convert your RAW files. And there are definitely details in the RAW files that you can't find in the JPEGs, but in most cases the JPEGs will do just fine. At least I can see that I do have files on my card. They're copying over to the hard disk now. It'll last another couple of minutes, I think. So I'm not quite empty-handed. I want to open a couple of them in Photoshop and just check out whether they look like what I expected. Just pick out quickly a couple of the good ones and see whether they're usable or not. I will do that on the JPEGs, because if the JPEGs are good, I know that the RAW files are even better, and I can probably get some really nice details from the RAW files if I take out that. A couple of the subjects that I shot, a couple of the views that I shot, I bracketed in 5 frames, and that means that I have some which are over and under exposed too, and I sometimes do that just in order to be sure that I have something within the range that I want. Bracketing also gives me the option of stacking the pictures and using one part from one picture and another part from another picture. And should it come to that, I could also do some HDR pictures, some high dynamic range pictures, which is probably nothing I'll do with this shoot, but can be useful sometimes. In this case, I just want to make sure that I have something which is over and under exposed, so that I know that I will have something which is spot on. Generally, the Nikon cameras do a very good job of exposing as they should, but it does happen that I get blown out skies or really dark patches in my pictures, and that's an annoyance, definitely. Okay, 10 seconds left, and we should be there. And let me get Photoshop up and running here. As I can see it right now, just quickly on the small thumb, it does look really nice. I don't think I have any problems here. Looks great in the colors, really saturated, and with all the... Oh yeah, that's pretty good. Well, let's just take another couple, just for the sake of it. Some of the ones from the hills, the ones from the forest look really nice. They're very useful, I'm sure. And if we go out in the open here, look at the views. Okay. I parked in the shadow here, but even so, the brightness of the sun makes it a bit difficult to see the screen here. But quickly running through the pictures, it seems like I think it was a good idea to do the bracketing, because actually I can see in the quick review here that some of the lighter bracketed shots actually look pretty good. Here's another one that I just want to open quickly, that's taken more into the sun, looks quite nice too. The ones that I took last, where I had this milestone in the picture, it looks nice and saturated, no blown out areas or anything. So I think if I managed to compose my pictures correctly and did get some subjects that I liked, it's not going to be the technical problems that will keep me from making a nice print here. It's more like my lack of of ability to compose. And quickly looking at the mirror, it seems that they're sharp too. Just zooming in at 100%. Those look pretty nice. I think I'm fine here. I actually, quickly looking through this, it seems that some of my best shots may have come from the forest. Not even from the assignment itself, but well, then again, that wouldn't matter much as long as I have my assignment fulfilled. I think I'm fine here. Okay, let me get out the card. I have a built-in card reader in the machine, both for an SD card and a CF card, the compact flash card that I use in my D200, and that's pretty nifty. It means that I need no wires or any adapters or card readers or anything like that. I just need my machine, and that's a good thing. Well, I think that sums it up for today. I'm done here for now. I brought my fishing gear. I'll probably go fishing now. Yeah, I know it's a tough job, but you know, somebody has to do it. And then tonight I'll go back and look at the pictures on under better circumstances and see if I really got what I think I got. And that concludes today's show on location with Martin Jorgensen. This is your host, Martin Jorgensen, saying thank you. If you want to contact me and suggest subjects, I get a lot of suggestions, and definitely we are going to cover HDR, macro photography, and other types of photography that have been suggested in the forums and on the mail. And I'm going to cover those in future episodes, and the next one will be in just a week. And we'll see what we'll find out and what we'll talk about then. Until then, take care. Remember to go out and shoot all the pictures you can manage, and have a really nice week. Bye-bye.